Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. Before we begin, listener discretion is advised due to adult themes, violent scenes, and language. This series also risks the possibility of you being afflicted with an ancient curse. If you doubt this, ask any member of the production team. Thank you.
The Violet Hour presents
Long Night in Egypt. Episode 3. When it's dark, it's dark.
Cheers to
us! Cheers to us!
On his birthday!
Amr, are you not drinking?
Not tonight, no.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink.
No, I mean, I don't have a fake ID like Samira does.
Oh my god, Samira, why didn't you get him one?
I'm not his mom. If he wants one, he can get his own ID.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
You're a good sport.
Plus, someone needs to be the designated driver.
Oh, that's the reason you didn't get him one. Got it.
Oh, she's no dummy.
Pia, what did you get?
It's a bubblegum sour.
Looks like antifreeze.
It's good.
The cocktails here are amazing. This one is the marshmallow biscuit martini.
Wow. This place reminds me of the Kit Kat Lounge in Chicago, minus the drag queens. But they have like 30 different flavors of martinis.
Your drink is boring though.
No, it isn't. It's a blueberry beer.
What?
Have you ever had a blueberry beer?
Definitely not.
It's interesting. I think I'm gonna get a shandy next.
Should we get some hot wings?
Oh, hell yes.
Do they have to be hot?
Why don't we get two buckets of 24 wings? One hot, one housen? I don't know, what do you like here?
How about teriyaki? Is that okay?
Yeah, babe, teriyaki's perfect.
Amr, could you go get them?
Won't they come to the table?
Yeah, but it'll be quicker if he goes up.
No problem.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, I have a plan.
A plan?
Amr is going to be against it, so I wanted to go ahead and tell you while he's away.
Oh, God.
No, trust me, it's a great plan.
Trust you? Are you joking?
I'm intrigued.
My dad keeps a backup set of keys to the Pyramid of Unas in the home office safe.
Okay.
And I know the combination.
Of course you do.
I propose that we open the safe, take the key, and go out to the pyramid tonight.
Wait, what?
Okay, I get that we're a few drinks in, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Come on. How cool would it be to go out to Sa'ara, to the middle of the desert, and go into an ancient pyramid at the dead of night?
Oh, I am in.
Babe, seriously?
See, Jordan thinks it's a good idea.
Jordan thinks that a lot of things are a good idea.
I have to be honest. I actually think it could be really cool.
What if we get caught?
How though?
Well, your uncle's expecting us all back at like 11.
Right, so we go back, we act like we're going to bed, then when my mom and dad are asleep, we get the key and take a taxi down to the pyramid.
That way, if they woke up in the middle of the night, the Land Rover would still be parked outside and you wouldn't think anything of it.
Exactly.
But won't it be spooky?
That's the entire point.
This is gonna be sick. Don't worry, babe. I'll protect you from the ghosts.
Oh my god. Stop it.
I'm just paying for the wings. We need to be quick. Are you all down?
I'm in.
We are totally in, right, babe?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Come on, Kayla. Don't be a party pooper.
It's just, it's disrespectful.
Ugh, don't listen to that rubbish my parents said about that. We won't do anything disrespectful. We will just go in with a couple of flashlights, check the place out, and then maybe afterwards, we could have a picnic in the sand, underneath the stars.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yes.
But seriously, no disrespect. We have to be quiet when we go in, and we have to take it seriously so that...
Shh, he's coming back.
The wings will be with us soon.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Look at Jordan.
He's so wasted.
What is he doing?
Woohoo!
It's called the I'm a Drunk Idiot Dance.
Shots on the house, my lovely friends.
Seriously?
Yeah, here, everyone, take one. The bartender has a crush on me, so.
Holy crap, shots?
A gift, my admirer.
Hey!
I think you've probably had enough.
Oh, babe, come on. We're on vacation.
Yeah, I know, but.
Here, Pia, just take one.
Okay.
Is this vodka?
Absinthe.
Oh, wow.
Cheers, my pee.
Cheers.
Nice work, Samira.
Anytime. He's actually really cute, so I might give him my number. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, girl, you're on fire.
So, Kayla, what about you? Have you spotted your hot older man yet?
Not yet, but the night is young. Who knows? He could walk in the door any minute.
You're welcome to go out with my brother. Oh, look at him over there, sitting all by himself. He needs a woman who can bring him out of his shell.
I mean, he is sweet, but...
Kayla only likes men who are old enough to be her father.
You're such a dick.
What about you, Mo? Have you ever even had a girlfriend at all?
He hasn't had a girlfriend.
Cuz, maybe you don't say anything to your mom and dad yet, but let's just say I was interested in the bartender before you stole it from me.
Ah, cousin. Wow, that's... I had no idea.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. Cheers to that. I think you need another drink in celebration.
Ah, cuz, you're the sweetest.
What do you want?
Another Superman, please.
Great, be right back.
Holy crap, how many Supermans have you had?
I don't know.
Doesn't it have a Red Bull in it?
Well, yeah, but I'm gonna need it if we're staying up all night in Sahara.
You're gonna be bouncing off the walls in there.
At least I won't be tripping balls like Jordan. He's beyond saving at this point.
Bet you $20 he pukes in the car on the way back to the house.
Oh my god, you guys. Jordan is like super drunk.
Understatement of the year.
Do you think I should break up with him?
Honey, you're drunk.
What?
You're wasted, Pia. Maybe don't think about that right now, okay?
I'm just like really not sure about this whole thing, you guys. All of this Egypt stuff, like, do we have to go to Sahara? Yeah, like, can't we just go to the beach?
Babe, get over here. Dance with me.
Okay.
Did that seriously just happen?
Yep.
I knew they were a weird couple.
Egypt will be the end of Jordea. Or should it be Porden?
Wow. Those are both really stupid.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know about their relationship.
How are you feeling?
Tipsy, but I'll be okay.
Same.
A Superman for a Superman.
Thanks, cuz. Come on.
Ah, this is my favorite song. Come on, let's go dance.
Please, must keep your voice low. My parents are asleep.
Sorry.
Okay, everyone. Go change clothes, then meet me in the courtyard in 10 minutes. Sound good?
What?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to tell you. We're going into Sahara tonight.
No. We're not allowed.
Fine, stay home if you want. We're all going, right, everyone?
Yep! Into the pyramid!
Oh, God! Wait. Shut up,
what?
Jordan!
The pyramid?
We're going to have a midnight adventure at the Unas Pyramid, but you can stay home if you want.
That's insane!
No, it's fun, Amr. Ugh, but it's okay. If you don't want to have fun, you don't have to come.
You're all going?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, I guess so. At first I didn't want to go, but actually it could be kind of cool.
Yeah, babe, it's totally gonna be awesome.
Amr, I totally understand why you're hesitant, but... think about it this way. We could literally go into the pyramid at a time when no one else has ever gone into it. And then we could have a midnight picnic in the sand underneath the entire Milky Way. It's gonna be so romantic and mythical, and it would be really nice to have you there.
Okay, but I'm not driving. I won't be responsible for taking Dad's car without his permission.
Whatever, we're taking a cab.
Are you getting the key?
I was planning on it, but I'll need a lookout.
I'll do it.
Babe. No, you're too drunk.
You're too drunk.
We're all drunk, but you're like really drunk, Jordan.
I'm fine.
Sure, buddy.
I am the
last words of a fool.
Okay, see you all in the courtyard in 10. Amr, you're my lookout.
Oh, I'm your lookout. Yeah.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Kayla.
Yeah?
I think your shoes are too big for me.
Probably.
I'm already getting a blister.
Sorry. I don't really know what else to do since you only brought heels.
I know, but I need an extra pair of socks or something.
Yeah, I'll grab another pair for you before we leave.
Thanks.
Oh God, this is the worst.
You need some water.
I had like a whole glass.
Jordan, have you tried the pencil trick?
What?
You hold it across your mouth while simultaneously drinking water. It works.
That's crazy.
It totally works.
Ready, everyone?
This is a terrible idea.
Okay, let's do this. Everyone, stay out here. Amr, come in with me. You need to keep a lookout next to Mom and Dad's bedroom door.
Yes, yes.
Go stand by the door and let me know if you hear them. Get up.
Okay.
Yadil Araf. Oh, Dad has piled books up to the ceiling practically. I'll have to move the stack before I can get to the safe.
Ya Rab Sa'idna.
Just watch the door. Yadil Araf.
What was that?
I don't know, but it didn't sound great.
Maybe we shouldn't do this.
I don't think they heard it.
Alhamdulillah.
Hurry up. We shouldn't tempt fate.
I'm hurrying. 17. 6. 55. 39. Yes! I've got the keys to the pyramid.
Great. Let's go.
What are you doing?
We've got to put the books back.
No, leave them.
They'll know.
Leave them. I'll tell them I came in here looking for something in the dark and knock them over. It's fine.
Okay, but if they suspect anything, it's your fault.
It'll be fine. Ta-da!
Woo-hoo! Babe, shush.
Oops. Come, taxi, quick.
Archaeology enthusiasts, you are never going to believe where I'm currently headed. It's almost midnight, and we are in a cab heading out to Saqqara to enter the Pyramid of Unas in the pitch black of night. It's super creepy, but super awesome. I'll update you all later when we get there, but this is going to be so amazing. I've got my flashlight, some water, I've got my book about the pyramid texts, and I also brought this incredible book of maps that Jordan's dad gave him, which I will tell you more about later. He's so drunk, it was easy to convince him to let me borrow it, lols. Anyway, oh, and I also brought some dates and a bag of olives because we're gonna have a starry sky picnic afterwards. Ooh, I cannot wait!
That was why my dad was always
check in later, my nerds. Kiss, kiss.
This is so ridiculous.
I know, right?
You are going to the pyramid this late in the night?
We're sightseeing.
Sightseeing? But it is too dark.
The stars will be out, and it will be so beautiful, though.
Oh, this is very bad choice.
Please just drop us off there. It's none of your business.
Samira.
What? It's not.
When it is dark, when it is dark, there are things that I don't know how to say it.
ممكن تتكلم عربي معانا.
There are apparitions. Things you cannot see during the day, but that come out when it is dark.
What did he say?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Have you seen things?
Me? No. But there are rumors.
Guys, we should be careful.
Amr, stop. Everyone, it's fine. He's warning us about getting hurt because it's dark. It's very nice of him, but we'll be fine.
Yeah, don't worry, dude. We got flashlights.
ماشي مفيش مشكلة.
Please hurry. I do not like being here in the night.
Okay. Here.
Cheap ride.
Taxis are the best way to travel. Seriously.
Holy shit, you guys. Look at the sky.
Sick.
Every star in the galaxy.
I told you it would be worth it.
You are not wrong.
So, where's the pyramid?
It's there.
Where?
In front of you.
That?
Yeah, it's there, babe.
But it's not pointy.
No, it's very ancient.
Money was tight during the reign of Unas, so it's basically just a pile of rubble with a stone casing.
Over time, a lot of the stones that formed the shell were taken away and used for other things.
From the outside, it's basically the ugliest of all the pyramids.
Seriously, I mean, it's like a little pile of dirt.
Wait till you see the inside, though.
The walls and the inner chambers make up for it. Ooh, I'm so excited.
You okay, Ma?
Yeah. Sorry. It's really beautiful out here.
Can you believe we're standing here right now?
I've been here before, but seeing it in starlight without any modern lamps or streetlights, I don't know. It's like going back in time, you know?
Yeah. I totally do.
I know sometimes my ideas seem crazy, but I know what I'm doing.
Sure you do.
You
heard what the taxi driver said?
Apparitions in the dark? Seriously? You need to grow a spine.
My spine is just the right length. Thanks.
You were so mean to him.
I'm just messing with him.
I hope he knows that.
He's just worried about me. About us.
Why?
Oh, he's helped me out of a few scrapes in the past. Well, maybe they were a little more than just scrapes. There was one in particular, but I...
What happened?
Oh, let's not talk about it now. The night is still young. Another time.
Mo!
Yeah?
Look at Orion!
Kayla, what are you doing?
trying to take pics of the sky.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely not working.
I might be able to help you with that.
What?
If you want, you can send me the pictures you took and I can enhance them for you. Fix the light and all of that.
Oh, gosh, that's really nice. Thanks, Amr. I'll airdrop them to you when we get back to the house.
Of course.
Thanks for being our driver earlier this evening and for coming out with us tonight. Must be hard being a twin sometimes.
Just want to make sure we all stay safe. That's all.
That's really sweet. Aren't you hot?
What do you mean?
You're wearing long sleeves.
Oh, yeah. It'll be cooler inside the pyramid, so...
Gotcha.
Let's go the fuck in, yo!
Wow, he has not sobered up in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. Absolutely trashed.
Shall we then?
Yeah!
Let's Woo! Do this.
I'm ready.
Me too, I guess.
What about you, Amr?
Did I ever have a choice?
No. Follow me.
Okay, I mean, it does look more impressive when you're standing right in front of it.
It's definitely bigger than it first appears.
What was that?
Are there any stray dogs around here?
It's probably a jackal.
Wow, oh, I forgot about jackals.
What do they look like?
A skinny wolf?
A skinny black wolf, babe.
They aren't black, Jordan.
But the Egyptian god Anubis has the head of a jackal, and he's painted black.
Wow, I'm impressed you remember anything we learn. But no, he's painted black because it's the color of the silty soil by the Nile, and he's obviously associated with burial.
Black also symbolized good luck, which I guess you'd need if you were dead and about to get your heart weighed and judged for all eternity.
People? Nobody move.
Does anyone see it?
Shh.
Shit, guys, sorry. That's my ringtone.
Oh my god.
What the fuck, Jordan?
You scared the shit out of us.
God, Pia is a fucking saint for putting up with your bullshit.
Sorry, guys. Seriously, I just, like, I play Brad Fang in Contra Hardcore. And so, you know...
Old school Sega? Classic.
Yeah, bro, you know what I'm talking about.
You're a dick.
Maybe we should put our phones on silent for the time being.
Good idea.
Okay, now that we've all been properly freaked out, who has the maglights? Because it's about to get way freakier.
Me?
I have one.
Here, take mine.
Actually, can you just point the light over the door? I can't see the lock.
No problem.
Yes, that's better. Okay, it's unlocked.
Oh my god.
This is so awesome.
Stand back, the door opens out. It's stuck.
Let me try.
Whoa. It's completely pitch black in there.
Sick.
Amr, is your mag light stronger than mine? Because it's so dark in there, mine doesn't seem to be making much of a difference.
I will check.
Ooh, what about our cell phone lights? Would they be strong enough?
Here it is.
Let me have it.
Wow, it's still really dark in there.
It will be fine. I mean, I'm sure once we're inside, it would be more effective.
Who wants to go in first?
Not me.
Cousin?
I'm not going in first, no way.
Me, I'll do it.
Babe.
What?
I don't... Can't you just, like, stay with me?
I'll do it.
Follow us.
Going down, so be careful, people.
You've been listening to Long Night in Egypt, a production by Violet Hour Media. It starred Alice Pollock as Kayla, Amr Khotun as Mo, Grace Aubrey as Pia, Roshan Singh as Jordan, Asil Musa as Samira, and Amro Mahmoud as Amr. Other roles heard were performed by Emmanuel Menji Menjivar and Karim Kronfer, with Lance Roger Axt as your announcer. Long Night in Egypt was directed and produced by Jack Bowman and written by Sarah Pitaro. Dialogue editing was by Lance Roger Axt. Sound design, sound mixing, and mastering by John Piasecki. Music composition was by Talib Peshkapia. Executive producer, Cassie Joseph.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.